After a sluggish summer, some Wall Street analysts say the U.S. economy is accelerating in the final months of 2004. Key drags on economic growth, a slump in consumer spending and the swelling trade deficit, have eased. Surging oil prices, stagnating retail sales, and stalled job growth proved to be a drain on the U.S. economy throughout the summer months of June through August. But this so-called economic soft patch has come to an end, according to David Ressler, chief economist of Nomura Securities.
We've come through this soft patch in economic activity, apparently, and we believe we have. We think we're going to have growth this quarter of 3.5%.
During a media briefing in New York, Mr. Ressler blamed the run-up in energy prices and tight consumer spending since March of 2004 for shaving at least 1% of growth from the U.S. economy this year. He said a cool summer, however, eased energy consumption, consumer spending is picking up, and the employment picture has begun to improve. On the business side, rising corporate profits and lower bankruptcy filings have also contributed to this rosier economic picture, according to Perul Jain, also an economist with Wall Street firm Nomura Securities.
We have a forecast that is suggesting to us that, all right, we're going to get good growth, solid growth, slightly above trend, going into fourth quarter of the year and also into 2005. It's not terribly exciting, but it's not terribly low either, and it's a lot better than what we saw in the second quarter of the year.
Ms. Jane says that in the wake of corporate governance scandals such as Enron and Tyco, American companies have managed to clean out their balance sheets and have started hiring. A healthier labor market brings wage and salary increases, both of which are tied to increased consumer spending. This is Leah Krakanowski for VOA News in New York.